Thank you, Brian. Thank you for the message of that song. Does anybody know what that is? WD-40. It's quite a distinctive marking. How many have a can at home? How many have more than one can at home? Yeah. It's pretty handy stuff. Does anybody know what the WD means? You use it. How do you trust it if you don't know what it means? It stands for water displacement. How about that? Water displacement. One of the things you can do is spray it on your spark plugs and get rid of all the water. How many of you sprayed spark plugs with anything? Not likely. Does anybody know what the 40 stands for? 40 things you can do with it? It makes sense because I think there's a lot of things you can do with it, but that's not the answer. The 40 stands for the number of times that the research team had to retry the formula until they got it right. It just stands for perseverance. How are you going to win on Jeopardy if you don't know this stuff, folks? The very name of that spray can communicates perseverance, and that's what we're looking at today from the life of David. Persevering on God's path for our lives. Our scripture passage in 2 Samuel chapter 5 marks a high point in the life of David. We've looked at some of his struggles over these summer weeks, but 2 Samuel 5 tells us that he persevered through to success. And by the time you get to chapter 5, he had been king over the southern kingdom, basically one of the 12 tribes, the tribe of Judah, for 7.5 years. And in this passage, the prophecy of God through Samuel finally comes true, and David is crowned king over all Israel. Now, all the 12 tribes of Israel are under one king under David's rule, and he will reign for 33 more years. It was clearly God's will that this happen. And when we read the Bible as a guide for our lives, we tend to retain only the beginning and the end of stories of famous people. I think some of the stories we've looked at of David this morning were not included in your Sunday school classes many years ago. You got some of the beginning stuff, and you got some of the victorious stuff at the end. A lot of the middle stuff was left out. We don't always appreciate all that goes on in the middle of the stories of people. And I think that we tend to do the same with modern Christian testimonies. People tell the before part, how they were far from God and all the terrible stuff back there. And then they tell you how wonderful it is to walk with God and how they're just settled in and experiencing God's blessing every day. But what they didn't tell you about was the middle part. Often they summarize it. If you listen for it, you'll pick it up sometimes. I hear it summarized with words like, "We went through some tough times." Well, tell us about it. Don't just skip over it. Sometimes I've heard people say, "No, well, there are ups and downs, but here's where we got to." Friends, I believe that middle part is where we spend most of our time. It seems like we're living there. It's perilous. People get weary. Fine Christian people get worn down. Brothers and sisters in Christ ask themselves if they can keep up the battle. And they wonder if maybe they should just coast for a while. Sheila Walsh was a former co-host of the 700 Club, a Christian TV program. She says that she learned this through a negative response to her program. I'm going to read what she wrote. "I got one of the most interesting letters at the 700 Club from a young woman in her mid-20s who had cancer and MS. She said, 'Sometimes I watch your program and I'm helped, and sometimes I want to take my shoe off and throw it through the TV screen.' I was so fascinated by her honesty, I called her. We became friends. One day she said, 'One of the things I hate about what you do is you always present people whose marriages get better in 10 minutes. People who get healed. People who have the nice packaged answers.' She said, 'What about people like me who are dying and still love God? What about people who take very few steps, but every step leaves a big impression in the snow because it costs every ounce of strength they have left?' Sheila says, she changed my perspective. Christianity is not this nice, everything's going to work out okay attitude. When you think